Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, I'm always so thankful to have you with me, and I'm praying that the Lord is blessing your life by studying His Word. I can promise you, you're going to grow in your relationship with Him as you study the Word, and not only through this podcast, but on your own, and seeking the Lord every time you do, asking Him to add His truth to your life. We want to ask Him to join us and bless us this time together too. So if you will, pray with me. Heavenly Father, we do ask you to join us. We know that you're with us. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in our midst. And I'm so grateful that you're here with us. We bless you. We thank you for your word. We ask you to open our hearts and minds, our eyes and our ears to be able to receive from you today by your Holy Spirit guiding us into all truth and empowering us to live according to that truth, so that our lives will be pleasing to you. We bless you. We thank you for today's study. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's study is Thanks and Praying Always. It's taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, and verse 3. As Paul the Apostle began his letter to the Colossian church, he greeted them by stating his position of authority as an apostle of Jesus Christ. He also included that Timothy, his young protege, was with him, and he greeted the church with his typically written phrase, "Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." In chapter 1 and verse 3 of his letter to the Colossians, we learn of Paul's thanks and prayer for the people who attended the church. We read, "We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you." The verse begins, "We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul uses the word "we" as he begins this next section of writing to the Colossian church. And added, "give thanks," which means to be grateful or feel thankful to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though Paul was to deal with the false teachings of the Judaizers and the Gnostics that was among the church members, he began by simply being grateful to God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ for them. The verse continues, "praying always for you." In addition to being grateful for the people within the church, Paul said he was praying, which is the Greek word prosukoimai, and it means to offer or make prayers always or at all times and ever for you. Intercession for the church of Colossae was regularly upon Paul's mind. And he acted upon his thoughts concerning the church by offering prayers to God for them on a regular basis. As we consider these words, we may be drawn to realize the importance of giving thanks and praying for others. Paul was grateful for the church members in Colossae, and he prayed for them regularly. Perhaps there are people within our lives for whom we are grateful, and we pray for them often. If we do, we align ourselves with one of the greatest behaviors found in Paul the Apostle. If we do not, let us allow the words of this verse to inspire us to begin to do so. As we give thanks and pray for one another, anything that comes after will be much easier to manage through God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Next time, Paul will share about the church in Colossae's faith and love. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name,